Yes, let us go to our first point concerning how we should fast. Our first point starts like this. Fast with the aim to help your community and social network to overcome their spiritual barriers. This is very important. You see, our mind focuses, and everything we do, we are focused. And determination and commitment lies into what we are focused. So we have a mindset, that's the psychological ability. Remember, I told you, you're made up of the mindset, psychological ability in you, the way you think, the way your mind works with the other parts of your body. And you also have the soul, that's your soul, the breath. And you also have the spirit, which is the gene, and you also have the body. So when you're doing something, you need to focus, and you focus your ability, psychological way of thinking, so that you may give your energy to it. First, aim. First, with the aim of helping your community or your social network to overcome their spiritual barriers. In Isaiah chapter 58 says like this, verse 6, is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That you break every yoke. So here the scripture is referring on to us in verse 6, Isaiah 58 verse 6, that the aim while you're fasting is to break the bones of wickedness. How do we break the bones of wickedness? One first area that we need to think about as we're breaking the bones of wickedness is ourselves. Are we pure before God? And how do we make ourselves pure before God? We need to forgive. God says, forgive and you'll be forgiven. Give and it shall be given unto you. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So we need to apply that principle of forgiving so that God forgives us, so that we can flow with God out of us, so that we can pray for others and God answers our prayers as we are praying for others. And the next thing is, as we are praying for others, as God observes our humbleness before Him praying for others, then He also gives us. Give and it shall be forgiven. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Are you seeing that? This is the act of applying your giving, your ability to send your energies that are positive towards somebody, and then those energies also are replied back into your life through what God is doing for you and through what He's seeing you're doing on the earth. To undo the heavy burdens, remember forgiveness, forgive those who have wronged you, forgive those who have mistreated you, forgive those you need to forgive, forgive those who have insulted you, upset you. You need to forgive, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That they oppress, that oppressed by you, and sometimes when we hold on forgiveness, we oppress others because we are trying to tell God, judge them because they are wicked, and then we become God and we put away God because we are judging now according to our own insight and understanding and perspective. And then the yoke of those people is still upon us. The curse that literally stops us from achieving and progress is still upon us because we are not giving. We are breathing in, but we are refusing to breathe out. Just imagine if you're breathing in and you're not breathing out. Breathe in and breathe out. That's the soul. Breathe in and give. Receive and give. It is not... Now in verse 7 it says, Isaiah chapter 58 verse 7, is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Now notice how he says that there's somebody else's body which was made out of dust. His cause, he says that it's our own flesh. It's very funny that sometimes when we see bad things happen before us, we are literally seeing something that is reflecting what we think or what we are sometimes. Sometimes it could be that God wants us to see those things so that we may do something positive about it, so that we may heal the people going through the situation, so that we may get a way, we get an insight about a service we can do to better the situation other people are going through. And he says here that, don't you know that when you see somebody naked, you see somebody oppressed, you see somebody suffering, that if you don't cover them, if you don't find ways to see that, you find solutions to make their lives better, that you're doing it even against your own self? See to it that you bring in your house the poor that are cast out. Be helpful. Sometimes we are so judgeful, judging in a negative way, that we stop our good charity ways to flow. Now, it's very important to think about this, that when you're in fasting, remember, you increase your giving in fasting. Increase your giving. Now, most of the time, sometimes you find that, okay, if I give money to somebody, he might go use it for abusing himself through taking drugs or going to paying things that are illegal or entertained by prostitution and negative things. Okay, but think of it this way. There is a kingdom. For every human being, there is a spiritual covering. So, it is safer to give to your spiritual covering sometimes. Why? Because when you give in your spiritual covering, you connect into everything your spiritual covering does. Now, let me throw in an example. I inspire you to give, because if the Red Cross was here, they would inspire you to give too, because they want you to give into the Red Cross. But I'm not the Red Cross. I'm Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse in Uganda. So I'm saying we are doing a very great work for the kingdom of God. So why don't you also take the seed and give it to the Council of Ngabo in God's Courthouse in Uganda, celebrate Uganda, so that you may partake of helping out, meeting the needs and sustaining those people that we are helping out here as we are building the tabernacle of God, and everything that we are doing for God here, you'll be a partaker of it. Give and shall be given unto you. So I won't keep my message for too long. We are going on the second phase of finding out how we can fast better. This was the first phase. God bless. Bye-bye.